Joining us now, our good buddy Eric Brancheck of the Green Bay Press Gazette on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Eric, how you doing today, buddy?
Oh, it's a little bit brisk. I'm protesting today. I was not ready for winter this quickly.
You know what? I'm ready for it. I just don't want it. that might be the best way to put it. I get it, but nah, it sucks. So I'm gonna refuse it for a little while. Hey, got to ask you, Aaron Rodgers, and I asked Paul Amigdala this, so I'll ask you the same question. Aaron Rodgers said, for everything that was talked about and the relax and the run the table and all the different stuff, and people were trying to get something out of him, they asked him about the offense, and he said, we have got to figure out ways to have more primary targets for Devontae Adams, and we got to run the ball more. And he also made a point of emphasis to say, no, there weren't really that many RPOs in this particular game, which I still find hard to believe that he can't come to the line of scrimmage and opt not to run the football but pass the football instead. But that being said, in essence, he's basically saying it's the play calling that's not putting us in position to win, isn't it?
Pretty much. I mean, it's, if you listen to him the last couple of years, there's been some failed shots there. I mean, we've talked about this before. And, without him just saying, hey, we got to call better plays or different plays or our scheme's got to change, I mean, he's kind of saying that. And, this would be a week. If they wanted to get the run game healthy, this would be the week to do it.
What do you think of the changes that they have made, disciplinary wise? The fact that anybody that really has made an egregious mistake, I don't know what goes on behind closed doors, so obviously there's more to it than this. But what do you think of the moves Gutekunst and Mike McCarthy have made?
I think they're just fine. I really like the fact that they got to make sure that they're putting pressure on those guys to come out and perform and play football. And if you don't, well, you know what? Just like if you don't show up for work, you get the paycheck? Probably not. So, these guys got to do their job too. And I kind of like it. I think it's brought a, hey, either show up, shut up or put up type of attitude coming from the front office. And certainly, for me personally, I welcome it. I think it's pretty awesome.
Defensively speaking, has the defensive unit played better than the offensive unit thus far?
Ooh. That's tough to say. You give up 31 points, it's hard to say the defensive unit has played good, right?
Right.
They give up some points there. Some of it has been that, the offense likes to sometimes give them some short fields. But I feel like, both sides of the ball are underperforming at this point. But I would expect the defense to start performing better as we get closer to the end of the season.
Defensively, the secondary, are you getting worried that now they are just too thin to be able to be competent throughout the entire season with the way injuries can play into this?
No, I don't. I think they got some depth there that, because they're not big names or they haven't been on the field a whole lot, I still think they have good quality depth, especially at the cornerback position. And you got guys that can play different spots. I think, not this year, but I think the future spot for Josh Jackson is probably going to be a safety position. And they got Breshad Breeland for this year anyway. And it's possible that if he starts showing some stuff, they'll have him again in the future. But I really think that they have plenty of good, solid talent back there. And injuries, you're right, could turn the thing over tomorrow. But certainly the way it stands today, I like their talent that they have back there.
I want to see this team play a full four quarters of football. Is this game the vital game in which they need to do it that you become a believer? Or even if they do against Miami, you say, well, it's Miami, and then you just kind of wait and see what they do out in Seattle?
Well, they need it. That locker room needs it more than anything. They need to come out there and show that they can play football for four quarters and come away with a good, sound, handy win. If they come out with a last-second field goal win, I don't think you feel real good about that. They need to go out there and completely pistol-whip that team and make it look like they're ready to play football. And they really need it. They're desperately, at this point, looking for something that's going to happen that can give them some sort of propulsion and to go into the rest of half the season. Because, you got two games out of the way, but there's still a bunch down the road here that don't look like the hook of a lot of fun. Going to Seattle, and you got the Vikings again, you got the Bears. It's not a cakewalk for the rest of the season. So they really need to come out and perform well and get some confidence and start playing football loose and start having fun.
It's to me, I think this stretch of the next two games, as much as I wanted to say that the New England game was vital, and I do believe it was, because now the sense of desperation just reeks through 1265. You get two wins in 4 days, that can change your outlook in a hurry, which is why I think this game is important, but more so this game has to be the launching pad into the Seattle game.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is, for sure, this is a game that they have got to perform well. They got to, if they can get the running game going, and I don't think the run fits with the blocking has been bad, and I think that they certainly, you know, it's all, we all know that the average per rush is really good. I just don't understand why they don't do it more. I mean, this is a game where they need to just man up on the line of scrimmage and run the ball. Give everybody something to watch on tape. Give them something to work on, and then start working on the play-action pass. I mean, the play-action pass can really be deadly if you're running the ball, but now they run a little play-action pass. The safeties don't have anything to look for. They don't care. You've got to pound them and hurt them on the run so that all of a sudden you get that ball sticking out there. Them safeties start climbing, linebackers start climbing, and then all of a sudden, oops, what happens? One goes over the top. So that's my opinion on what I think the woe is kind of get back to playing football again and making sure that you are doing things to put guys in places that are going to make sense and also going to open up the running game, the passing game by running the football. It's an age old recipe. You know, it's like, it's not something secret that grandma has in the back of the pantry. Run the ball, play action pass, go over the top. It's that simple.
The one thing I will say that's going against the Packers that teams to go and win on Saturday, on Sunday, and then have to travel on Thursday, specifically a couple of time zones, have not been successful at all. I mean, historically speaking, this game lines up as a terrible game for the Green Bay Packers. Do you get that ominous feeling that you come close to beating Miami, you're not feeling good about it, that you go into Seattle, you lose, that then this the wheels are just falling off?
Well, I think if they lose this weekend.
Oh, you know, well, then it's terrible.
Yeah, then it's over. You know, I these guys down in Miami, I got this guy I talked last week to about him. He's down in Atlanta. He's a huge Dolphins fan. He thinks they're going to come up here and give us one. And I don't think that that's the case. But if something were to happen and they cannot get the ball moving vertically down the field and they do lose, I think it's packing up. I think everybody packs up. I don't think there's any good ending to the season.
Let's just say they lose. Do they? Would you then entertain the thought of firing McCarthy before the season ends, or do you just let it play out, call it a wash, and then move on?
Well, you know, I don't know if firing the coach in the midseason has ever produced anything positive. Yeah, you're making a statement. You can say all that, but they certainly made some statements in the locker room with what some of the moves they made, you know, in the last few weeks. And really, I don't think it's very classy to dump your head coach in the middle of the season. I think it's kind of a trashy move. And I would expect that, you know, the Packers are a pretty classy organization, and Brian is one of those guys who, you know, image is important. And let, you know, so I don't think, even if they got beat big time by Miami, I don't think they make a move midseason. I think it certainly would happen afterwards.
Yeah, see, I think so too.
Afterwards,
right? As much as people want to see it done, I don't think they make a move. I think they wait. But I really think that you can turn this thing around. You get a couple of wins and then head into Minneapolis.
Well, what does that say about your organization if you're going to can a coach in the middle of the season? Now, who's going to want to come and coach there?
Well, the other thing it says that if you're not going to give a coach a contract and things go bad, he's gone right away. So what coach would not want to coach with a contract in Green Bay?
Yeah. You know, I don't know how I would want to, you know, for me, you know, that's a big red flag that the organization is not on the sound footing. And, they, you know, I think – the right thing to do is get rid of your coach at the end of the season, and I think it's the right thing to do. And I think, you know, the Packers certainly have exhibited they are a Class A organization that doesn't make stupid decisions like that. And, you know, image is important. And I think Brian over there in the front office is doing a great job leading the pack.
Yeah, they need this one bad. Good stuff as always. We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
All right. Make sure you have a great weekend.
I will certainly try. See you then, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. That is Eric Branchek of the Green Bay Press Gazette joining us for a couple of minutes in the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.